The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. Luxury real estate. What qualifies? First and foremost, it has to be listed for $1 million. That does not mean, my friends, that necessarily a two-bedroom, two-bath house, you know, is a luxury house in the standard of excellence. It might just be the location and the land, right? So we have to, when we qualify luxury, we say it's got to be worth at least $1 million. But there's an expectation I think you and I both have that the property's got to demand and warrant, based on condition and location, has got to warrant that value. And that we're not just talking about a teardown. Ideally, if a property is a teardown at $1 million, then the finished house is probably going to be worth about $2.5 to $3 million when a builder builds it. There's a saying in real estate, the 2.5 rule in building. It used to be the 3 rule. It's now the 2.5, that a builder will pay X dollars for a lot. They need to sell the end product for 2.5 times that. Good rule of thumb if you're trying to figure out. We sold a property quietly on Loring Court in Bethesda. This is over in Woodhaven area in Bethesda. We sold quietly to a builder who is in permitting process right now to pull the house down, build a house for about $1,800,000. And the property sold for around $730,000, $740,000. All told, costs for demolition, construction, and so on, 2.5 times that would put it right around 1.885, something like that. This, by the way, is a great property to mention on the show because our demographic, you wonderful people, a lot of you listen, are 55 to 85. And we are building a house with this builder now that has a master bedroom on the first floor, has a second master up, and will make a fabulous single-family, multi-generational home, or allow you to live there a long time. Master upstairs, move downstairs eventually. Lots of opportunities there. More information cannot be found online about that yet, but we will get it to you if you're interested. You can call us at 800-900-9104 for more information on that property. So, luxury real estate. How do we qualify the nature of the market right now? Well, luxury real estate sales accounted for a little bit less than 7% of the greater DC market last year. So 7% of homes qualified. So just so we're clear, most houses do not qualify. 93% don't fit into this, but 7% do. Okay. And they really held steady from previous years, with $1 million plus property sales growing by about 7%. So the number of houses selling for $1 million plus grew by 7%. Some of that was by appreciation in the properties, some of that was by affordability and by income ability. And so says Jeff Detweiler, who's the president and chief operating officer of the company that I work for, the Long & Foster Companies. And he said, and I agree, looking towards 2017, we anticipate a moderating yet healthy real estate market with access to credit increasing, but mortgage rates probably rising. Whatever the market conditions, our family of exceptional sales professionals will be ready to guide buyers, sellers, and investors on their journeys home. If you are looking for a luxury property, EricStewartHomes.com is the best place to go. You can search, you can change your search, you can change the neighborhood you want to look in, and it allows you in real time to mainline directly into the multiple listing service, which we now call Bright MLS here in the DC region. The MRIS, some of you have heard that before, that is now back to Bright MLS, and we're able to search, I think it's something like 9 or 10 different states through EricStewartHomes.com. Take a chance, take a minute, take a look, sign up, and if you're not moving, but you just want to know what's going on in your neighborhood, hey, that's a good place to go as well, EricStewartHomes.com. All of our listings are on EricStewartGroup.com, which if you go to, you can read articles that I've written, you can listen to past radio shows, and you can also see the properties that we have for sale. Let me take a moment and just chat with you a little bit more about luxury, and I've got to jump into a couple other very interesting topics. If luxury real estate sales increased in Montgomery County with the number of properties selling up by about 3%, and Northern Virginia also saw a rise of about 7%, that's very important. In Great Falls, it had the highest percent of luxury listings at 63%, followed by McLean at 51% and Vienna at 30%. So meaning that 51% of the properties in McLean, Virginia are listed for $1 million or more. I've just put three properties on the market in McLean just a few days ago. One is in the mid-800s, one is at $1,888,000, and the other one's at $1,850,000. I'll chat with you about these properties a little bit later in the show, but if you want to see them, go to ericstewartgroup.com. In addition to the overall trend, which is stable and slightly upwards in the number of houses selling in the luxury market climate, we are also seeing a lot of investors coming in and buying properties, transforming those properties that might have been 850, adding an addition on a 3 or 4 level split, maybe a fifth floor, and then popping that up on the market for $1,250,000, $1,350,000, which is a very hot market. It's slightly below the new home sale price for homes in Arlington at $1,500,000, $1,600,000, $1,700,000, $1,900,000. And same thing for McLean or even in Potomac. In Potomac, you've got quite a few houses that are in the $2.5 million to $3 million range, but the majority of new homes that are $1.5 million to $2.5 million are actually found not so much now in Potomac as much as it is Bethesda. I think there's a great demand for new houses in the luxury market. If you have a property, a lot, or a house that's really better just sold as is, reach out to me. Let me give you the honest advice on where the value is, and I'd be happy to introduce you to any number of different builders who might just pay you cash for the property, let you move out and leave whatever you don't want behind. Call me at 800-900-9104. So now that the market's come in, now that the market is here, question is, how long will it last? Will there be a strength in the market that will last beyond April? Will it go into May? Will it go into June? See, every year is slightly different. When we see a market that's strong early like this, if we see prices jump this week, so next week I'll be reporting on this, if I see numerous properties jumping in price similar to what happened on the house on Cheshire that I sold last week that was on the market 6 days, I may come back to you and say, good news, market's up 4% this year. I might come back and say, market's flat. It will really be, this is the tea leaf that will be the predictor of where the overall direction of this year goes. So when I come back next week, you don't want to miss my prediction of the year, especially if you're thinking about selling sometime later this year particularly. All right, those of you getting ready, download the Market Ready Guide, free guide at Eric Stewart Homes, Download the Market Ready Guide. It's a free guide at ericstewartgroup.com. 50 pages of useful information, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, what improvements will help you make money. I try to bring you consumer-oriented information here on the show. I appreciate the opportunity to be on here that WMAL has given me. I'm grateful for that. And I know you are too, because so many of you have benefited from the straight talk and the honest assessment. And even, you know, where I can learn and where I can do better. And I bring it all to you right here every Sunday morning. Well, I'm going to take a quick break with Stuart Rosenthal, followed by Sally Stepankus. Sally is an expert in luxury interior design. She works with very notable clients. I can't even disclose who she works with. She's been doing this 17 years. She'll give us her insight into where style is going in just a moment.